Hi, I'm pastry chef Paola Velez, and I'm in Washington, D.C. One thing that you guys don't know about me is that I'm a super karaoke fan. I love Celine Dion, I love singing Adele, and power ballads. I'm gonna rock your world.
I'm Jesse Sparks, and this is The One Recipe, a podcast that asks chefs and great cooks one huge question. What is their one? That ultra-comforting recipe they might share with others, but they really just make for themselves. This week, we're cherishing the classics with Paola Velez. Paola's an award-winning pastry chef and cook, the co-founder of Bakers Against Racism, and the mastermind of her own series of pop-ups. You might also recognize her from her appearances on shows like Selena Plus Chef, where she reminds us that anyone, truly anyone, can be a baker. Let's get to it. Paola, it's great to have you.
Thank you for having me. It's so much fun.
Oh my God, it's my pleasure. Now, a lot of people know you and your work and your pop-ups through your Instagram account, Small Orchids. Is there a kind of story to the username or to that handle?
Oh, it's just my name translated from literal meaning into English. So Paola means small. It means small and humble, but I don't know. If I can say that I'm humble, I think it like null and voids the humble part, right? So my middle name is Orquídea. So that means orchids.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
Thank you. So it means small orchids. So I never change it because I'm just like, technically, this is my name, right?
Yeah, it counts. It counts. So you've also been thoroughly recognized for your pastry work nationally, but also a lot of people who may not live in the DC area or may not be super familiar with your work also kind of forget that you had a long history as a cook and as a chef focusing on savory cooking in DC before that.
Yeah.
How did you kind of decide that you wanted to follow the pastry route?
So actually, my savory career started all the way back to New York City. As soon as I like graduated culinary school, I was like, oh, I should leave Orlando and go to New York, right? Because if I want a career, I was like, barely 19 when I moved. I turned 19.
Oh my gosh.
And I lived in Washington Heights and in Harlem and I worked downtown and I would, you know, I first started working with my family's restaurant, which was Marianne's Mexican. And those like true OG New Yorkers know of Marianne's because of the margarita pitchers, you know. You're welcome. My family did that.
But hair flip, bang move.
Thank you. You're welcome. Actually, I had nothing to do with that. So like,
details. We're on a roll.
But, you know, I worked there and then I realized that if I stayed underneath the umbrella of my family's restaurant, I might not learn as much. So I started like working as a savory chef, cook. It was really cook, then chef. And I then met my husband. He was just a boy back then. And I was like, oh, I kind of like this guy, but I was working nights and he was a student up in City College. I was like, I got to figure out how to see this dude, you know? So I switched into pastry work and I went into Jacques Torres's factory and I was like, hi, I went to Le Cordon Bleu. Not that that matters, but if you hire me, I promise to be the first one in and the last one out. I don't have any pastry experience, but we can quickly change that if you teach me, you know? And he was like, what did you say your name was? Paola? Okay. You start tomorrow? I'll see you then.
That's amazing.
And in 4 months, I became his pastry sous chef.
4 months?
4 months. I was like hardcore and I learned everything. Like if you tell me like, how to temper chocolate on the fly, I'd be like, this is how you do it, you know? And I'm like, yeah, you know? But
just geeking out 100%.
Yeah, and he realized first that I had a knack for it. And I had just thought that people wanted to put me in the pink dungeon, what we called back then. They were like, oh, this person is very feminine presenting. They do belong there, but also they're good at it and they don't know. You know, so they would just like stick me down into the pastry kitchen. And I'd be like, boo, I want to be a grill cook. I don't want to be a pastry chef. I want to grill, you know, which I'm really good at too. But when I was with Jacques, because I wanted to date more, I was like, oh, I see now. I was very stubborn and young. As soon as I did that, I was like, Hector, I think I have to learn more. That's my husband. I was like, I think I have to learn more and like really figure out how to like rotate stuff in the oven, how to pasteurize my own milk so that I can make my own ice cream, how to vegan bake. And he was like, cool, dude, do it. And we were at a crossroads then, right? He was like gung-ho. He wanted to marry me like soon after undergrad. He's like, let's get married. And I'm like, whoa. You need to get your master's degree. You can't look back and then look at me and then be like, hey, I didn't get my master's degree because we got married young, right? So while you're doing that, and that's going to be intense for you, I'm going to go all in and I'm just going to be in different places. And like literally we got married and I went right back to work and then he got his job in Washington, D.C. And that's how my career truly began.
So it sounds like you won on all fronts. You got the guy, you got the job, you got the foundation for your interests. And you also said, I'm doing it on my terms and in my way.
Yeah.
As you've been kind of like getting so well versed in so many different types of dishes, both savory and sweet, has there been one recipe that you've kind of been coming back to over the last few years?
Oh, yeah. The chocolate chip cookie. So personally, when I do this cookie, you know, I did provide you guys with a recipe. So this one I made from the pandemic because I just wanted something that was like crunchy. I was like, I want like a crunchy, but yet like soft cookie. But I want it to be like almost all crunchy because I want to crunch on something because I'm so mad. I'm frustrated, right? Pandemic was so, you know, is so intense. Yep. So I was just like, But I'm known for my chocolate chip cookies. Like in DC, there's like this cult following. It's first plantain sticky buns, the almighty plantain sticky bun. And then my chocolate chip thinkums, which are cookies that are the size of your head.
Amazing.
All the variations of cookies that I make, it's like chocolate chip cookie is like the one that I circle back to. The chocolate chip thickum or the chocolate chip cookie in all of my recipes kind of anchors me. So the thing that I did with this recipe when I was developing it, I literally was in my mother-in-law's house and I was like, oh, she doesn't have a mixer. So I have to figure out how to make this, even if I don't have a mixer or a hand mixer. Mm-hmm. And I developed this recipe that anyone on planet Earth can make it. If you have these ingredients, even if you have some of the ingredients that are similar, you can still swap out some things, right? DM me if you ever have questions. And literally, it's like so intuitive. Baking, I feel personally, is not scary. Trust me, I didn't go to school for this, right? Like we have enough to stress about in this world. And I want people to just make this recipe and be happy and have something to eat. Even if your cookies don't look like super cute, I always say those are happy mistakes because you still get cookies and cake at the end of the day, right?
So can you take us through each step of the process?
Yeah, sure. So first you're going to cream your butter. I like to leave my butter on the counter until it's like super soft, like almost like you're like, oh, this butter, I need to refrigerate it a little bit more. But no, it's okay. It's going to be okay if you use your hand mixer, if you use the paddle attachment on your stand mixer, or if you're just using a old-fashioned spatula and arm strength, right? So make sure that the butter is super, super soft. I just leave my butter out on the counter. Health inspectors, if you hear that, no, I didn't.
No, it's fake.
That's not a thing. Nope. You're going to put that in your bowl. You're going to add your sugars, right? Make sure you don't skip out on the brown sugar. That's what's going to give the cookie kind of like the spread. Right? The white sugar or granulated sugar gives it the structure and the brown sugar gives it a little bit of that spread. The more spread that you want, the thinner the cookie, the more brown sugar. The fluffier and thicker that you want it, less brown sugar, more granulated sugar. Then you're going to use some vanilla. Personally, if I'm at my mother-in-law's house, I'm going to be using Dominican vanilla, which is not really vanilla at all. Sorry, Dominican Republic. And then you're going to add your egg and you're going to mix that, right? And still, I'm walking through this recipe only using my rubber spatula and some arm strength. And you're going to mix that all together. Then you're going to gather in a separate bowl, or if you're like me, you're going to put it all in the same bowl because I don't like making dishes. And you're going to put your flour, your leavening agents, your salt, and then you're going to mix it a little bit, right? Mix it until it kind of gets a little damp. And then you're going to add your chocolate chips or your chocolate chunks if that's all you have in your house. Then you're going to mix it. And what I do here is really important. You're going to grab your scoop or your cuchara or your spoon, right? If you don't have a scooper, and you're going to make little round mounds or balls. And then you're going to put them back in the fridge a little bit just so that it tightens up just a tiny bit. You can skip the step and make your cookies and they'll still be wonderful. But if you really want that restaurant quality feeling, either freeze your cookies, right? And then you have cookies for a rainy day, or put them in the fridge for just a little bit. Then you preheat your oven at 350 and then you put your cookies in, you bake them until they're golden and delicious, and then let them cool down just a little bit so you can move them and then enjoy.
So you're thinking like 10 to 15 minutes to just hang out in the freezer or the fridge for a little bit, right?
Yeah. So that butter kind of tightens back up a little bit. And I encourage anybody who's using this recipe, like, start here and then start being weird with it. Start getting funky with it. Use like smoked salt. Use like, I don't know, hibiscus salt or something, right? Ooh. And start getting really funky with it. This is going to be like a mother recipe, and that's how I bake. I have mother recipes that then have variations throughout my career. And each restaurant has a different variation of a mother recipe of mine. Maybe eventually I'll make a cookbook. But for now, you have a mother recipe, which is my chocolate chip cookie.
Well, Paula, I will be looking forward to the day when the cookbook comes out. But in the meantime, this recipe sounds delightful. Thank you so much for sharing it with us today.
Thank you for having me. And happy baking.
Paula Velez is a savory and pastry chef, activist, and editorial producer for Food & Wine magazine. You can find the recipe for her chocolate chip cookies on Instagram at the.one.recipe and at theonerecipe.org. This week's episode was made for you by producer Erica Romero, associate producer Ren Farrell, technical director Alex Simpson, and digital producer James Napoli. Sally Swift is our managing producer. APM Studios executives in charge are Chandra Cavati, Alex Schaffert, and Joanne Griffith. Beth Perlman is our executive producer. The One Recipe was created by Sally Swift and Erica Romero. I'm Jesse Sparks. This is APM Studios. Go bake some magic.
I just feel like we are surrounded in this world by bullshit.
So how can you know what's real and what's not? Science versus, that's how. We answer questions like, does anti-aging skincare actually work? And what is your true personality type? And to answer these questions, we don't use opinions. We dive into the scientific studies, talk to the experts, and put it in a podcast that I know you are gonna love. Listen to Science versus on Spotify.